Sears still sends out millions of specialty catalogs, and its subsidiary, Lands' End, puts out even more of the thick books. The group Forest Ethics has been pressuring Sears to boost its use of recycled fiber and reduce the paper it uses from trees grown in Canada's boreal forest. Ginger Cassidy is a spokeswoman for Forest Ethics. She says other catalog publishers have made the changes, but Sears has been slow, even ignoring the green image of Lands' End.
Being a company that's recognized as a lot of the products they sell, a lot of the brand is focused on environmental wear, and I think it's an opportunity for the company to kind of lead the way and come out with a stronger paper policy. And I think that they're going to need the support from people in Wisconsin who are around where the Lands' End headquarters is, but also the people need to send a strong message to Sears Holding Corporation because they're the ones that hold a lot of the power now.
Sears says it has developed a policy to address many of the issues and is engaged with suppliers and industry associations to improve its use of natural resources. Company spokesperson Chris Brathwaite says the Lands' End catalog is an example.
Lands' End, in the last 3 years, has reduced catalog paper consumption by more than 30%. So this is something we're clearly looking at and working on.
Brathwaite won't say if that just means Lands' End is sending out fewer catalogs. Forest Ethics says it plans to stay on Sears' case. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.